Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. Good morning. My name is Cynthia, and I'm calling. I started, and I thought I'd submitted, but I'm not sure, the application online last evening, for service. But it just kind of, like, I got a pop-up that looked like it went through, but then the submit button didn't seem to do anything. Does that make any sense?
So you're trying to figure out whether or not you're
Whether or not I actually signed up.
Yeah, okay. Can I get your last name, Cynthia?
Sure, the last name is Keller, Keller.
I am not seeing a Cynthia Keller in our system, so I don't think it got
Okay.
submitted. Would you like to take the time today and actually get that filled out, and I can actually help get that submitted for you?
Yep, we can
Fantastic.
go ahead and do that.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So just so we can make sure that everything goes well, what is your street address, Cynthia?
5 Platt, P as in Peter, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, Avenue in Rhinebeck.
What's the zip code?
12572.
You said that's 5 Platt. Getting to it real quick. Platt Avenue in Rhinebeck. There we are. And is this for home or business?
Home.
All right. And what speed of service did you select when you were trying to sign up?
The
Was it for
biggest
our
one.
1 gig or 2 gig service?
1 gig.
All right. About how large is your home?
It's about 2,400 square feet, but it's a Victorian home, so it has plaster and lath. So I
Okay.
will need to have some additional boost.
So for about a 2,400 square foot home, we do suggest that we anywhere between 1 and 2 Wi-Fi extenders. Those do cost an additional $7.99 a month. How many would you like?
I was thinking to start with one and see how we do.
Fantastic. There's no problem with that. So if you always need to increase that at a later time, you can go ahead and just give us a call back if you're noticing your speeds are in certain areas of your home lacking, and we can always get that set up so that we can get that additional extender out to you.
Yeah, and there aren't a lot of users in the home, so that's the other part of that.
That's fantastic news to hear. Will you be requiring any home phone services? This is a landline. This is not a mobile phone.
Not at this time.
Fantastic. All right. So I have your address as 5 Platt Avenue in Rhinebeck, New York, 12572. Do you own or rent your home? How are you currently getting your utility wires fed to your home? Is it through a power line from a pole? Is it power phone cable?
Power from a pole cable, but your team just installed all of your cables in our street recently.
So your power,
So,
normally the reason we ask this is because we usually follow the power lines when it comes and when it comes to stringing getting all of our fiber lines laid out to your home. So if you have an aerial connection with your power lines, we usually typically follow that. But at your request, you can always talk to the technicians and let them know that you would like to have that line buried, so that way it's there. So
Yeah, my understanding, because they literally put a connection box in my, at the kind of at the curb, at the side of my driveway. So my understanding when I talked to the technician that was installing that connection box, that they would be coming through, that they would be laying it through the ground.
Yeah, so they'll probably be doing a burial drop. No worries there. Now, is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
All right, real quick for me one more time. Can you spell out your name?
Sure. CYNTHIA. Last name Keller, like Helen Keller. Keller.
And what is a good email address for you, Cynthia?
It's long. It's CYNTHIA, B as in boy, Keller. That's all in one, at sbcglobal.net.
That's going to be SBC as in Sierra Bravo Charlie Global.net.
Correct.
All right. And the phone number you're calling us at, is that a good contact number for you?
It is.
Is
Mm-hmm.
that's going to be the 860-575-5485?
Yes, correct.
Fantastic. Now, we do have a couple of ways we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text messages. Which would you prefer to be contacted by?
Phone or text is fine.
Phone or text is
fine? Any of all three of them are fine.
No worries about that. I do have a couple of disclaimers I do have to go over with you about our communication options. So for text, here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about their order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive texts, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Let me assure you, we're not going to use any of this other than for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone. Message and data rates apply. For our email and phone options, you may receive automated or agent-provided and vendor-provided marketing and information as well as special offers. You can always unsubscribe at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So just to go over a few bits of data with you just before we continue on. So this is for a 1 gig home internet service.
Mm-hmm.
You are looking to get at least one extender for now. You may upgrade this
to later. Mm-hmm.
You are at 5 Platt Avenue in Rhinebeck, New York, zip code 12572. Mm-hmm. You do own your home. Your utility
mm-hmm.
wires come from a pole, which means they are aerial. And your billing address is not different from your service address. Currently, before we apply any discounts, now you'll probably receive those flyers in the mail, or you've seen the signs posted saying Archtop Fiber for internet for $6.99. There is a little bit of an asterisk on this. That's if you do an automatic payment through ACH auto payments as well as paperless
yep.
billing. So if you do want to go with the ACH billing, that will drop that price from right now of $87.98 down to $77.98. And that includes
yep.
the Wi-Fi extender. Now, as part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check. It's not going to hurt your credit score. We're just making sure you are who you say you are just by running a few bits of information. Are you willing to do that today?
The system went through that last evening, but I understand I have to do it again.
We don't always think. I might actually be able to pull that information up for real quick. Let me double check that real quick.
Okay.
I'm just double checking our data to see if our online system is actually pulling that up. There we are. I actually found you. I actually have the detailed reports on all of this. It does look like everything went through just fine. So I'll be able to just copy this information over. I won't need to ask you for anything.
Okay. Do you by any chance have a you probably don't. I was going to say access to the checking account information, but I can always change that. I can give you a debit card this morning and then change it.
The debit card is actually only going to give you a $5 discount. You're not going to be charged any fee for the credit check. Again, it's a soft check. We're just checking to make sure information. As far as the debit card processing goes, that'll actually put into the account that you're only getting a $5 discount, and you would actually have to change that as soon as you received an email allowing you to set up your personal account. It's your online Archtop Fiber account.
Yep. Yeah, I don't have my checking account number and routing number memorized.
No worries. We can actually just go through and label it as credit or debit, and you can always go through your online account portal later to actually change that up at a later date.
Okay.
So we'll put this in for paperless billing with a credit or debit.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, go ahead with the card number.
Okay. And so then I don't get the larger discount, or will it?
So you won't actually be charged for this, for the price of this, until service is installed.
Okay.
So, and currently
so
right now for
right.
Yeah, and currently right now in the Rhinebeck area, we're looking at end of the month, beginning of next month, as far out as like the 31st of, I believe it's August, when it's available. It depends on your location. I'll be able to let you know roughly when your in-service date will be. That way I can actually process it, and we might give you a call here in a couple of days when we get more information, just so that we can reach back out to you and get that appointment scheduled out for you.
Terrific. Okay, so you ready for the card?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so 5368-7900-0955-8736. Expiration is 10/24.
Ooh, that's expiring soon.
Yeah, well, the debit cards say, you know.
Yeah. And what are the three-digit code? What's the three-digit code on the back?
788.
Alrighty, and I take it it's Cynthia Keller on the name of the card?
Yes, it is. There's actually a middle initial B on there as well, Cynthia B. Keller.
Thank you very much. And what's the zip code attached to this card?
12572.
Thank you very much. Do you want to give a nickname to this card, just so we have an extra layer of questions we can ask in case we need to verify the account? You don't have to.
Not at this time.
All right. And right now, would you like to make this the primary payment method for your account?
Yep.
Awesome. Saving that up. Waiting for it to generate a token for me. Fantastic. We got everything good to go. Now, we're almost to the final part of making sure everything's good to go. I do have a couple of disclosures that are just the generic disclosures we have to give you. So, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that. Oftentimes, due to constraints and time constraints for our drop crews, they may do that at the time of the installation, which just adds a little bit of time for them to run that cable to your home. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement, which means if it's the day before, we set you up for, you know, 10 days out, we'll try to get that buried. If you do need to have that buried sooner, give us a call. We'll more than likely get our drop burial team out there to get that buried as soon as possible.
Okay.
If you do have a current provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection. We recommend that, you know, don't cancel out until your fiber services have been installed at your home address.
Right.
The ONT gateway, your modem router, and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber, which will include the Wi-Fi extenders, is property of Archtop Fiber. And it must be returned to us within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all of the associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. And Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. That time frame is 30 days after termination of service, so you got a little bit of time. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
I agree.
Fantastic. After we finish all of this up, you should be getting two emails from us. The first email is going to be a confirmation of your order. You will also probably receive this as a text alert because you also signed up to say, hey, I don't mind getting text alerts. And the second one will be an actual email. This is the information to access your Archtop Fiber online account. This is where you'll be able to change your billing information if need be. If you have any issues accessing it, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. We are more than happy to assist you in if you need to resetting your password, getting things set up for you, just so that it's accessible.
Okay.
So how did you hear about us here at Archtop Fiber?
Well, I talked to the guy who was digging a hole in front of my house. And then I have the postcard that came in the mail kind of as follow-up.
All right. I'm going to list it as direct mail because, yes, those guys are out there who are always putting those boxes out. That's actually our construction team. They're kind of contracted out through us.
Sure, subcontractors,
So they're a subcontract. So direct mail is usually the best way. Now, is there anything to note for our installers that they should be aware about on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, or anything of the like?
Ooh, yes. There is a electronic dog fence So a buried dog fence wire that we'll just have to be mindful that we don't break it.
Understandable that this is why we ask these questions, so they have so they have this information for them. So I have a dog fence wire buried in the yard. Now, do you have any comments or questions for me?
No.
Fantastic. I'm looking. So it has been submitted. It does look like it's considered a pre-order, which means that services aren't quite available yet. We don't have the list. It doesn't populate automatically into our system that, hey, you're here. You're fantastic. But since we have this submitted, it will actually generate in our system, and we should be able to, we'll probably give you a call tomorrow, because that we get a daily, we do get a daily report that lets us know, you know, who needs to be called and everything, just so we can make sure we give those people a call back to get services installed. Based off of what I've seen from most of the people in Rhinebeck, we'll more than likely be scheduling you out sometime after the 31st.
Okay. Terrific.
All right. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Cynthia?
Nope. I think that's it. Thanks so much.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and we look forward to giving you a call back to get those services installed.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.